I feel like I finally made it as a clinician because clearly I'm valued if children are like trying to trade things for.
Trying to trade things?
Like, you have your session next. I need another session today. I'll give you my ice cream cake if I can have your session with Mr. Chris. And I'm just like, no.
Oh, Mr. Chris, that's cute.
They make that, yeah. But I'm just like, Cody, you can't trade your ice cream cake for Isaiah's sessions. State law, I have to meet with him. I'm like, I'll meet with you, but I need to go now. And I'm just like, no, you can wait 45 minutes. But
frustration tolerance is all part of it.
17, by the way, just, you know, like, trying to, like, give his cake to somebody else to, like, skip, you know, like, a box session thing. Like, I should be the one getting the cake. It's me who's, you know, like, giving here.
No. Maybe you can, you know, compromise. You get half the cake, and the other kid gets the other half. Wheeling and dealing. So everybody got the response from Miriam and Howard Steele? Everybody internalized that? Because there were some problems this week. I won't look at anybody.
Makes us look not so bad.
Yeah, you guys were the first two to submit your responses, and so I immediately calculated, and when I saw the 64, I thought, holy shit, this is going to be blow up. And then, you know, two of the other teams did really well, so I felt a little bit better, and then you guys came in last night, and I calculated, and it was really low, and so.
I blame it on the PowerPoint. I didn't do a good enough job explaining.
I didn't even get it. You left me out of the email assignment, so I totally forgot.
What was that?
I didn't get the email. I didn't get the assignment. So then I remembered. Not that I should. I should have remembered. Anyway.
You didn't get the email message that Chris sent?
Well, I wasn't on it, right? The first.
I know. I just forwarded it.
Yeah.
Well, how did you do the assignment then?
Well, then I got it at like 10:30. I asked somebody to send it to me.
Who?
Everybody. I emailed everybody. I
didn't get that message.
Oh, not you. I didn't.
Didn't want to throw
Chris
in the bus.
I didn't know like if you had it. I just figured everybody else.
No, Chris sends it to the assignment to me every week.
Well, I got it right away, Chris.
I got the assignment.
Chris sent it to me, but it totally slipped my mind, and then at 10:30...
Well, did you rush through it, then?
No,
you're supposed to say yes.
Yeah.
Then there's an excuse.
Well, I remember
that. The poor reliability. If you say, no, I really spent time on it, then I feel really bad.
Well, I really got home at, like, 10 o'clock, and like, oh, my God, I forgot to code, and then Chris emailed it to me, and I did it, and I was tired and stuff. So, you know,
Tiredness. There. Let's hit on that.
Tiredness is known to affect reflective functioning. Yeah. Or meta-reflective functioning.
So maybe that's it.
Were you also distressed?
No, not that.
I'm grasping at straws here.
I was just looking for it. I was just trying to make an excuse. I didn't have this time.
Now, for some reason, my last page didn't print, which is really strange. Let's see
we
if
have
I have
university iPads. We could pull them all up online. Versus slacking off freshmen who don't do anything anyhow and don't need an extra excuse not to pay attention in class.
Well, they made the
What's he talking about?
Freshmen got iPads.
The what?
The incoming classes get what free iPads. Like the freshmen.
Oh, they like the grad students get them too? I didn't know.
No, the people who would use them for, you know, like.
Oh, the grad students don't get them.
No, just the freshmen.
Oh, okay, I didn't.
Pam put in a request to get them. They haven't heard back yet.
I did not know that.
I was going to say, when I was teaching, I was like, please, they, you know, like, you hear instant messenger going on a laptop someplace in the back of the auditorium, and I'm just like, really, guys, you couldn't hit the mute, you know?
Why
I'm like,
only one person typing? What's on you here?
I'm like, it's you with the white MacBook, you know? Just turn that off. I don't mind that you do it, but if I could hear it, you know?
At least put the effort in
text. How many people are in
your class? I had 40 during both of my sections.
Well, to get them out, right?
It's
a lot.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're trying to, like, the first semester I was trying to, like, memorize names and, you know, be able to, by the second, like, I was in one of the smaller new building over by the Tilly Center, but, so that one was nice, like, it was a smaller classroom, I mean, it was a little packed, but then they put me in the chemistry lab, like, the auditorium style, I'm just like, I can't even see you all, and I'm just like, there's 90 seats this way, why are 10 of you sitting, like, over here?
That's where we have some ABA.
Yeah.
That type of.
And they're all, like, dispersed. They're like, could you just come down just a little? Gross. I feel like I'm shouting, you know?
And you taught at LA at Brooklyn, too?
No, I took social psych at Brooklyn.
Oh.
I wouldn't recommend. It was just a long, not that, like, the class was bad. It was just a long, and the train to Long Island runs so infrequently that, like, you literally had 10 minutes to run up the road, and 10 minutes, like, right when class ended. So, like, if he was taking his time, like, handing things out, I would just be like, I have to go because I'll be here till midnight.
Why didn't you take the social psych, like, before Rossi? Remember?
I had waved out of it because I had something for work-related, and I was assuming I'd be able to take it the next year.
Yeah.
Jerome was off that year, so. The Brooklyn campus isn't fun. It's just like a building. Like, if there's no grass, there's no. Like, I'm expecting
you need the grass.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was just expecting it to look like something other than just, you know, like...
Like an urban university?
Yeah. I've never been to one. I mean, when you see the nice brochures for the PhD program, they don't show you the outside.
Yeah.
You know, like, you see these nice, like, little areas, but, I mean, there's, like, a security guard right at the door, and, you know, big iron fence. Wouldn't let me in the first time because I didn't have my student ID, and I'm like, I've never been asked for identification to come and go from school before, you know.
I
had
to go to psychoanalytic Brooklyn.
They actually describe their program as eclectic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
I think there's one CBT faculty member. The rest are clearly psychodynamic.
You think the Delphi program eclectic?
No, I thought they would say dynamic, but I mean, like, when they were talking about, like, the students, they were saying it was eclectic. I thought this was the more, you know, dynamic.
You know, New York's pretty much the only area with psychodynamic programs anymore. Michigan is no longer psychodynamic. I found that out recently.
I think D.C. has...
Argosy? Yeah, I think
then, like, maybe in L.A. or over, like, the other metropolitan on the other side.
But there's still institutions, though, everywhere? Or there's still psychoanalytic institutions around?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about for PhDs.
Why would anybody want to go to an institution if they don't if they find out anything about it during their PhD program?
What do you mean?
How do they find out about it, even learn about it if they don't
about institutes?
Well, how do they get interested in it if they don't get any of it in their PhD program?
Well, they wouldn't.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, analytic institutes are suffering. Except in New York and L.A.
And this is the only area. Like, my problem is if I, you know, go back upstate or south in the state, like, this Adelphi is the closest, you know, and then it just, there's nothing.
Yeah.
I would have to go into Toronto, which would be the closest one across the border for theirs because it's internationally approved.
But maybe I'll move to China where psychoanalysis is booming. But I won't be able to communicate with any patients.
You don't really. You would have to be very classic and just kind of sit behind. It could be months before they catch up.
Skype is catching on as a bona fide modality for treatment.
You have a supervisor.
Huh?
We have a supervisor who
does phone sessions. Sessions all the time. That's confusing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that'll probably be the next big revelation he has.
Wow.
Yeah.
All so right.
This job and get paid and doing your private practice while you're on the clock. Psychoanalytic
phone session.
Well, he doesn't use that psychoanalytic.
No.
I guess you lie on a couch and close your eyes and you're on the phone.
Or you could just put the speaker behind you someplace. And
yeah.
You're still there.
A virtual analyst. So I was able to pull up the attachment that I sent out to you guys today, earlier today. So I have all the scores. I don't have the assignments, so if anybody has those, that'd be great. But maybe, you know, Chris and Melissa, since I had contacted you yesterday about this, maybe you guys could focus on your discrepancies and we could listen in as a group to try to learn more from you guys about what the discrepancies were and how you resolved them.
So I think in some of them we were a little off, but there were a couple where it was going to be one of those where a rule would probably be made where it was just a really how do we score this type of thing.
I mean, there are two big ones.
Right. Everything.
Let's go over those first, number 14 and number 18.
Right. I'll read 14. Non-supportive of my transition, but tolerates.
Okay. Now, you read the email message from Howard and Miriam.
Yes.
Okay, because that email message is directly relevant to this particular...
Yeah, and I had already done it all before that email, and then I went back and just looked at a few of them, and I probably should have just went through the whole thing again.
Absolutely, because this is... We can't go back and change these answers.
Yeah, no, so. I know.
And number 18?
She was an authoritarian parent as I grew up. She is not supportive of my sexuality and can often be critical about anything that I do.
Same thing. There's no mental state.
Yep.
So those were our real...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, we can go back and talk about the ones in which you're two off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm particularly curious about item 4 because... When you give a negative one, you know...
So this was the rule where we were looking, because we had already established that if you refuse to answer, I don't want to answer this, or I won't answer this, that was a negative one, and the I don't know was the one. So this was a variation of the two, so that was where we...
It was, what do you mean by that? And I took it as a refusal... Not a confusion, but it's a confusion, so it's a 1.
Okay. I agree.
So that person may, since they give 3 responses, somebody else may get that later on if they consistently answered or some type of confusion. So. Mm-hmm.
Can I actually bounce off that really quickly? Mm-hmm. If you have just a question mark, I was going between the 0 and the 1 on that. Because it's kind of denoting I don't know. But it's kind of an evasive feeling.
That could definitely be a 0.
Okay, I ended up giving it a 0,
yeah.
And Joshua did as well.
Okay.
Because it was like, it's saying I don't know, but it's even more kind of evasive. But
yeah.
Just
everybody understand that?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Get that?
Okay. Just wanted to.
I mean, it's on the border, but it's not an active refusal. It's more of a passive refusal.
Absolutely. Okay.
I mean, for this one that we just talked about, I mean, I would even consider a 0 as well, but definitely not a negative 1.
So we want to make it a 0 or
huh?
a 1?
No, I think 1.
Okay.
But in a case of like Brianna, with just a question mark, there's something passive aggressive about that.
I'm not even writing. I don't know. That's
and
right.
So this one came up. Jacqueline and I may have scored it the same since we did pretty well, but I had also on my assignment with him when they had just put deceased. That's just exactly. Now deceased was what their response was. So I was kind of going between a 0 and a 1 for that one.
Yeah. What'd you end up with?
I would have to look on the...
See, I would say 1 for that one, because at least they answer the question, right? It's so superficial, but at least they answer it.
I may have...
There's no reflective functioning, obviously. So it's a one. I mean, I can kind of hear a zero, but I would say a one for that, because at least they made some half-hearted effort.
Yeah.
A question mark, please.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, that's a zero.
I probably did give it the one, but this is one of my questions for the group. Okay.
So should we go over some of the twos?
Sure. So okay. That was one of them.
So go back to item three.
Intelligent, ambitious, arrogant, intolerant, narrow-minded, disagreeable, and attention-seeking, narcissistic loner. So that last statement was where we
took it different ways.
Split.
Yeah. I mean, although it was negative, I still said I kind of took it as the mental state of the person they're describing affects their behavior, like their attention-seeking. No, that's why they're narcissistic and arrogant and some of the other things they said before. So I gave it a four.
I think you're reading way too much into it.
Yeah, and Chris said just the flat-out negativity brought it down.
I just looked at
it
as like a one, you know, and like took the high note for maybe in there, you know, a two would be a little more.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, again, yeah, it was like one of those where I'm like, well, if I sit and I look at it, yeah, I could see that maybe because of their narcissism, you know, like their attention seeking. But if narcissistic alone would be a one.
Mm-hmm.
The passage has egocentric.
Yeah.
And indicate that the interviewee is quite out of touch with the mental states of those around him or her. That, I mean, that's a one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could see a two. Could definitely see it too, but not a four.
Okay.
That's completely out of the realm. We go down to 11. 11 and 12, actually. You two flip-flop on your answers.
All right. I am intelligent, ambitious, and hardworking. I tend to isolate myself social and make up for it by being personable and dedicated at my place of employment. I am social, friendly, and sarcastic, sorry. I make friends easily, but often keep them at a distance as it is easier to manage. I tend to be hedonistic and indulgent of myself and others. I am generally very kind and giving, but do have a punitive side. I despise being patronized or forced into doing things I do not want to do. However, when given a choice, I usually do said things. I'm an excellent coworker, relative, and friend. I try to go above and beyond to do favors for others.
All right, so that's more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
That all sounds like actions, though.
That's kind of when I first read it, what I thought. Like, it was mostly behavioral.
Yeah, it seemed like three or four quality. Just hearing it, but I have to go back through it.
The high note that I underlined was, I make friends easily, but often keep them at a distance as it is easier to manage, but I felt that was still behavioral. I mean, there's not really any emotional part to it. The hedonistic, maybe.
Well, let's all agree that this is more complicated than
mm-hmm.
the others that we just reviewed. This one, I could see disagreement going on.
Mm-hmm.
But we do need to arrive at a final answer. So let's hear what Chris has to say.
So, I mean, I thought that, I mean, although there are some behavioral things, there was kind of an awareness that there were some mental states on the person's behalf.
Hey, you're welcome to come and join us on the coding team.
My bag.
We got a new member.
Sorry.
It's all right.
So, I mean, for me, like, I thought it hit a little bit on the awareness that this person does have some mental states, and there was also kind of a little bit of an effort to tease them out through some of the explanations, but I didn't think, you know, they were individualized enough to go up to a seven, so that's kind of why I kept
it. Can you read the specific part where you felt that?
I had also the, I am sociable, friendly, and I make friends easily, but often keep them at a distance, as it's easier for me to manage.
Okay, where's the mental state in that?
Well, I was looking at more of like the behavior as a cause, the explanation. It's easier for me to manage if I do it this way.
Remember, reflective functioning is identifying behaviors that underpin mental states. There's always has to be that connection between the two. If you have just a list of behaviors, there's really nothing there. The behaviors have to underpin mental states. So, for example, the explicit effort to tease out mental states underlying behavior.
Okay. Well, then
the mental state has to be there.
How about I despise being patronized or forced into doing things I do not want to do. However, when given a choice, I would usually do those things.
So well, despise is definitely a mental state term. Okay, so we're talking about a minimum three. Now we have to find out where we go from a three. So Melissa had a four, you had a six. So how do we get from a three to a six?
Well, a five would be if it wasn't accounted.
Okay.
And had a specific kind of explanation to it.
Right. And which of the four domains will we put it?
I mean, I would think that would also be under the effort to tease out the mental state behind the behavior. Because I don't want to do this if I'm told to, but if I'm given the choice, I will do it.
What do you think, Melissa?
At the end of it, after we discussed it, I said I'd be happy with a five, maybe a six, but I wouldn't say any higher because I don't.
We agree, no higher than five.
Yeah I can't hear a six in it.
It's like a four to me based on the sentence you just dissected. That would bring it from like a three to a four for me. I probably would go higher than that, but I have to, like I said, look at it more clearly.
Read the specific part that is the high note for you.
Well, that one was the most
specific. I think that's it for both of us.
Yeah, so I had the other one just because I was thinking it was more into another domain. That was kind of what bumped it up a little bit to the six, but it wasn't specific enough to be a seven.
Right, because even at the beginning that I tend to isolate myself and socially make up for it by being personable and dedicated at my place of employment is still just behavioral. But yeah, the I despise part is really, yeah.
Hey, they wanted you to call you and tell you to go back home.
Half hour.
Well, my response was to put you on speakerphone.
Yeah, you just found yourself.
We got the first half on podcast.
Yeah, I'm just gonna listen to the later.
Okay, because there were some really important questions that came up at the very beginning. So.
But yeah, at the end we were happy with the five.
Just for the one high note and exclude the other one.
It says right here though that for a three it says may contain more than one example of a rating of five and will contain some elements of a reflective stance. So that's just a three though. So why?
Well, if it would contain some of the elements, so if it hit on the domain, but if it's made more explicit, that would be the five.
Gotcha, okay.
Like less generalized, but more.
Like angry.
Mm-hmm.
That's a three. It's a mental state term, but there's really nothing there to support it. And certainly you couldn't classify it in one of these domains.
So even though it says may contain more than one example of a rating of five,
I think it was like, if I make my mother angry, it would still kind of be the three, but then like that would be maybe a fact of the social one. I forget which the explicit.
So even though the three acknowledges that it can hit that note?
It's not fully developed.
Okay.
So impact of others.
Well,
so, you know, my mother may make me angry. Would be the three, but then if you kind of went on to explain and fully elaborate, it could be a five.
Yeah, it says there's an absence of material to support the response.
So the element would be just without the material, but you kind of hit. All
right. So I would say a five for that one. So we split the difference on that. And then item 12.
Able to express his feelings, love, and caring, had a bit of a hot, cold temper, but always felt much more emotionally connected with him. He did a lot of pro bono work, which was an inspiration to me professionally. Very supportive of my growth and optimistic for my future.
Okay.
So, I mean, after we went through it, I kind of felt that I was a little high on this one, that it could have, that I agree more with the lower one.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the high note was had a bit of a hot, cold temper, but always felt much more emotionally connected with him. But when I went through it with Chris, I was like, well, it's really not. I don't know. Like, when I first read it, I felt it was a little more in-depth than it was, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why I gave it a 6.
In some ways, a 4 is generous.
Well, I had looked at the, you know, for the 4, with the impact on others category. You know, he did a lot of pro bono work, which was an inspiration to me professionally. You know, like, so those were kind of in the hot, cold, my relationship. So I thought those were kind of examples of the same category. So that was the...
Is inspiration a mental state?
You can feel inspired.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but it's impact on you.
Yeah.
You know, your teaching inspired me to work with adolescents, Jeff.
Yeah.
Is that a 3 or is it a 9?
It's a negative 1. All right, so let's go to 16.
He's a strict religious and conservative man. He acknowledges my homosexuality, but believes it is a sin and that I am going to hell for it. I took it as they are aware of the mental status and it is explicit, trying to explain the behavior with the mental state. Like, I just took it as an explicit, like, he believes this because of his religion or whatever.
Read it one more time.
He is a strict religious and conservative man. He acknowledges my homosexuality but believes it is a sin and that I'm going to hell for it.
You know, there's one mental state term in the whole thing. It's believes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. And then Chris and I discussed it, and he thought it was more canned. And then the way we decided on it was that because they, like, said that he's a religious and conservative man, that makes his belief a canned belief. Like, this is what religious people believe. So then I was...
I believe X.
Yeah.
It's a 3. It's, yeah. You know, there's nothing there. There's not one domain that would fit under.
Okay.
To get a 5 or greater. I mean, a 4 would be pushing it. But a 5, I really don't see that at all.
It was a trick one. It looks a little bit like one of the disguises of mental states, but
right.
It wasn't quite
like
elaborated enough. I mean, because I had to kind of double read it too, because we had a 5 like that where... You know, but they
and I guess that's why I went back and looked. When I looked through the other ones we had, it was similar to some of the other 5s that were shorter. So I didn't take it as I didn't think it was as canned as some of the other ones that shows caring, lovable, nice. I thought it was a little more in depth than that.
17.
Okay, so this was one of the ones where we had a word and we couldn't decide, you know, whether it would be the one from the email.
Those are the ones that should be easy.
Okay.
I mean, maybe not at this point in our development, but
eventually
these should be the easy ones. So let's
hear it. Was religious, intolerant, closed-minded.
Religious, tolerant.
Intolerant,
closed-minded. It's got to be a 1.
I gave it a 3 because in one of our practice, we had social-minded as a 3. So that's why I gave it.
We made a mistake.
Okay.
You know, I think this email message I got from Howard and Miriam really clarified things for me a lot.
Okay.
And I think we made a mistake when we agreed on social-minded as a 3. It's just not a mental state term. Is it a belief? Is it a feeling? You know, is it an intention? No, I can't say it is. So, you agree with that, Chris?
Yeah, I wasn't, you know. That's why I figured we would ask, though, you know, kind of there.
Yeah. But I can hear why you would classify it as a 3 if we classified previously social-minded as a 3. Right. Social-minded, closed-minded, it's all the same.
Right. And then
they do use the word mind in there.
Like, we're acknowledging there's a mind, but
All right, so let's move along to Dustin and Marie.
It was in the email that you sent.
Oh, it was in the email?
Yeah.
I think you have it.
When Chris sent out the assignments, everybody's was sent out.
Right now, I was saying their responses. I guess I didn't see it in that.
Oh, I didn't send my responses to anybody except Jeff.
Oh,
I
know, just for this call.
Yeah, you're on with Marie.
Yeah,
exactly. So I should send it to all
you
guys? Yeah,
just like
you
try. Because usually at the end of the past two rating systems, there's like a couple items that were missing. So me and Chris had to talk about that and finish through those. So I just wanted to try.
Okay.
All right. So let's take a look. We've got really only, well, like three that are four or more. So that automatically is just going to take you out of the running for any reasonable or decent reliability. So let's do those first. The four or mores. The worst one is item 10. It's WWA3.
It says, I like to think that I am a genuine person. I have a pretty laid back and relaxed personality that I think a lot of people find to be comforting. I think I am giving and caring with others, and I tend to put others' feelings and needs ahead of my own. However, I am honest and real with who I am. I have my own opinions, but I will not judge someone whose opinions do not reflect my own. Where did I put this?
You put a one. Marie put a six. So you want to read it again?
I like to think that I'm a genuine
person. And let's, wait, before you do that, let's all really think about these four domains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Awareness of the nature of mental states, efforts to tease out mental states from underlying behavior, a developmental component, and references to the interviewer. Okay, let's think of those four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead, Dustin.
I like to think that I'm a genuine person. I have a pretty laid-back and relaxed personality that I think a lot of people find to be comforting. I think I am giving and caring with others, and I tend to put others' feelings and needs ahead of my own. However, I am honest and real with who I am. I have my own opinions, but I will not judge someone whose opinions do not reflect my own.
Okay, so let's talk about four domains.
There's none of the fourth one, so let's talk
yes,
about
okay,
that.
So that one's out, correct.
I didn't hear any development over time.
Okay, so we'll cross that one out. So now we've crossed out two, we've got two left.
There's an awareness of mental states thing. I think that I'm comforting to others, but it's not.
And that one also is the aren't they teasing out the mental state of others? And they say,
teasing out mental states underlying behavior, okay.
Careful about sending them to
start off,
I think, that doesn't automatically put it in
correct
the mental state category. Caring.
Let's go to some of the subdomains of awareness of the nature of mental states. Is there an awareness of the opaqueness of mental states?
No.
Not
okay. Are mental states susceptible to disguise?
No.
Okay. Is there recognition of the limitations on insight?
Well,
okay,
if he's saying, like, I think, like, he's qualifying it, I'd like to think, or
that
I think
other people see me this way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like, he's not sure how other people see him, but he wants to think that's how they see him.
Okay. I think she was very insecure in her relationship with my father, but I don't know if that was true.
So it might be, like, a four versus a five. It's not a derived.
Well, what I just read, well, actually, there's more to it, but it was a six. So, I had a real go at her, but I think I was just frightened that she didn't care about me. What's
what
that?
You,
That's a six.
I don't know how it can be a six unless they're taking it from within the transcript. Because, I mean, the step between a five and a seven is two, will develop fives. Unless there's a super developed five that becomes a six.
Maybe it's just a really good paradigmatic example.
Yeah, like kind of feeling it internally is in reflect in the same way.
Well, I'm plus or minus one, so I'm happy with my five.
Wait, is caring a mental state?
It's a one.
Caring's a three.
No.
Now with the email.
Yeah.
It's calm, cool.
Caring
wasn't
able to talk to you or
something. Nice, where is it? Really nice, quiet, calm, pretty cool, listens to what you say.
Caring that doesn't seem like a mental state, but you can tell me what the person's feeling like.
What, caring?
Yeah, caring is...
Can you read that again? Just
really nice, quiet, calm, pretty cool, listens to what you say.
You could be caring and be happy, caring and be sad, caring and be...
Now, loving and caring might bring it up to the three, but just caring alone, I guess. Mm-hmm. They had said it would just be, it kind of describes a relationship, but doesn't really.
Not caring is more of a behavior.
Mm-hmm. That informs the reflection.
Okay, I didn't love
you,
caring.
You care about people.
Or you can give the care of
I can hate somebody and be caring toward them.
Because somebody mm-hmm.
out of obligation.
Out of disguise of mental states.
I guess because the stereotypical three was she is a caring person, and caring didn't appear in that list, so I didn't apply that rule to the word caring. But if that's what we're doing, then what are we doing?
Like if you ask somebody
I think she's a caring person should be a one.
Okay.
If you ask somebody how they're feeling and they said caring, it wouldn't make no sense. Mm-hmm. Right?
No, you're right.
But can't you be thinking in a caring way?
That's not how they're feeling. It's just something they're doing, right?
Yeah, mental state is like a belief, a feeling, an intention, a motivation.
It's great. It's a great area. I feel like you can...
It's as gray as calm.
Yeah.
Right? Last week we were concerned about maybe calm being a feeling. We got clarification on
it's
that.
It's now a one, yeah.
It's a one.
I wonder if people said serene. Euphoric.
Euphoric is definitely a feeling.
Is serene a feeling?
I feel
though?
Euphoric. I feel serene.
The beach is serene. The ocean is serene.
Well, the 12-step programs, you work on serenity.
Yeah, I mean,
but you achieve
like
serenity. It's an achievement. It's the end of a goal.
I guess I thought.
I don't know if it's a feeling though. It's like a goal, like I don't know. Well-being. Is well-being a mental state?
Well, maybe not if you put it that way. But what about enlightened?
I feel enlightened?
No, I mean, if well-being, you know, like, if you've achieved a state of a mental state of enlightenment.
Well, being is being, so if you're well... Let's
these are all words, though, to, like, avoid really saying how you really feel, though.
Yeah,
I feel like you can feel,
disguising.
Like... I mean, calm may be a little weak, but, like, when you, you know, like, you're just
you
serene.
You feel calm.
Like when you're on vacation and you just put behind the stress of, like now that you're not having to do lesson plans.
Yeah.
I mean, that must have a very calming
effect. Well, I stop having a mental state.
But this one just seemed to be like the person, I was thinking.
How about I can be nice. Can I feel nice?
Yeah.
You can feel nice? No. Howard and Miriam Steele say you can't feel nice. And I'm going to stick with
glass
them.
Glass of wine? No.
No. You can be nice, you can't feel nice.
I don't know.
You can be caring, you can't feel caring.
I
agree with
nice.
Dustin. You can be caring, you can't feel caring. You can be nice, you can't feel nice.
So what should this one be?
I don't know, my heart feels
what is this one?
But this one, I felt like the person was disguising, like they were talking about.
This is not about the other person, right? Other people, did they say?
No, this was about the self.
About the self.
No, I'm saying they said other people feel what?
I have my own opinions. I'm not judge someone whose opinions do not reflect my own.
I think I'm giving and caring with others, and I tend to put others' feelings and needs ahead of my own. Like, I think the person was describing a mental state, but just didn't explicitly say the word.
Oh, well.
So I was thinking that was disguised.
Oh,
they're really trying
no.
to tease this out. Yeah. A behavior that they say, I tend to put others' feelings and needs ahead of my own. That's behavior. That's a way of behaving.
But the other thing, I'd like to think that other people see me this way. Isn't that what we said, that they're aware of the mental states of others, that other people can see them differently than they see themselves?
Right.
But it doesn't say, I'd like to
no.
think that.
What is it saying?
I like to think that I'm a genuine person, I have a pretty laid-back and relaxed personality that I think a lot of people find to be comforting.
Yeah, but it has to be about other people's feelings, not
well, they
other
find
people. They're comforting.
I just thought that this was like a lot
can
of effort.
Can you
put
feel comforted?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can feel comforted, I guess.
Mm. That I think a lot of people find to be comforting. Okay. Yeah, that's one thing. Maybe three. So three?
I think so.
Yeah, but you know, that would fall under a category. And remember, we made a rule that if a phrase ends up in one of these four categories, it gets a minimum 5 score.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I would vote for a 5.
Okay.
What's the consensus? That's just
that's
me, though. What's the consensus?
Know.
Thought it was a 6. I mean, I thought that it hit a 5.
A 6 is really pushing it.
Yeah, but I just figured that the person.
I think
was
a 5 is stretching.
Yeah.
I don't know. We had a go at it. Was a 6.
Well, that wasn't. I had a real go at her, but I think I was just frightened that she didn't care about me. I mean, frightened is a real. That's a heavy duty mental state term. Comforted.
I'd rather.
It's a little weak.
Right.
I have a laid-back personality that I think a lot of people find to be comforting. Okay.
I just thought that each of those sentences could be replaced with a statement about the person's mental state, but they didn't say it, but they're putting an effort to describe the effect of it as opposed to stating like an adjective for it. So I thought that, to me, that qualified as a disguise, but I mean, 5 makes sense.
All right, we've got a lot of others to do, so let's move on. The very next one, number 11, LDZ1. Now, I won't share the scores this time. All right.
Which
I memorized them all.
This is LDZ,
oh,
LDZ1, number 11. Somebody want to read it?
It says, caring, dutiful, focusing on how things and our family appear to others.
One more time.
Caring, dutiful, focusing on how things and our family appear to others.
I thought you wanted me to guess what I put.
I'm mentally changing my answer.
I gave it a 1.
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 5.
I see it now, yeah.
All right, so you give it a 1?
Yeah, that's fine. Because I guess
I see where you were thinking,
yeah.
Like how I appear to somebody else.
Right.
And you know,
focusing.
It's important to entertain that. But when you look more deeply, there's no mental state stuff going on there.
So
it's
really, like, in order to be a 5 or above, it really needs to like ding for
not
a mental state,
that,
and then have other stuff.
It would have to have like a whole sentence, basically, because it has to be supported by something.
Okay.
So like. Not just hit the category, you know, like a little bit, but actually describe it.
You know, like, I see that plant in the corner, it's green. But somebody who's colorblind might see it as blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
What about somebody that's blind?
Huh?
What about somebody that's just
they
completely
might see
blind?
It
they might see it.
Mind blind.
Does
we're actually scoring
that?
Mind blindness.
I feel like the last one, why wouldn't you give it a 3, the last one? I know we'll move past it, but...
No, let
it go.
No, we can move back.
If I was going to rate that again, I would give it the most a 3, I feel
why?
Like. I don't know, it just seems
not a 5.
Well,
it's not a 5.
You had rated it a 1.
But we decided on 5.
No.
No. Yeah, we did. We did. Yeah, you're right.
The last one.
We're going back.
The previous
one.
So you can't see the 5.
I'm stuck.
Here's the reason. Because that phrase that we identified.
Yeah.
What was it? Teasing out?
Underlying.
Mental state, underlying behavior.
I think a lot of people find to be comforting.
Oh, wait. Well, was it the recognition on the limitation?
But you're only reading that, but there's like the piece before it, so it kind of...
I like to think that I'm a genuine person.
But
I want a pretty laid-back and relaxed personality that I think a lot of people find to be comforting. I think I'm giving and caring with others, and I tend to put others' feelings and needs ahead of my own. However, I am honest and real with who I am. I have my own opinions, but I will not judge someone whose opinions do not reflect my own. I'm never going to put a 5 on that one.
What?
I just don't think, but I'm not ready to put a 5.
Hold him down and we're going to shake 5 into his beer.
All right, well.
Well, read the first part of it.
I like to think that I'm a genuine person.
All right, then the next one?
I have a pretty laid-back and relaxed personality that I think a lot of people find to be comforting.
Okay, stop.
That's the part, right? That's a 5? That makes it a 5?
I read that last sentence.
I have a pretty laid-back and relaxed personality that I think a lot of people find to be comforting.
So people are comforted by this person's personality because they're mentally calm.
Yeah. Shouldn't that just be questionable or low or
It's. I think it's the fact that my behavior is my personality is impacting other people's feelings.
Okay.
So that falls under.
I have to learn these categories better.
And also, like, I will not judge someone whose opinions do not reflect my own. So, if somebody is disagreeing, that's their behavior. You know, this person is not going to be judgmental. So that's also like a second example of, I thought.
Is that also like, realizing people would have different mental states too? Like,
right, exactly.
You could be feeling this way about something and I could be feeling this a different way.
Right.
Okay. All right, let's move on.
You got it?
Yeah. I just have to learn these 4 categories that make it a 5 better.
If it fits in one of the 4, 5. If there are 2 different categories or domains that are hit, you're thinking 7. And then depending on the quality of the response, then you consider the even number, anchor points.
Okay.
All right. Okay, then the other big one was 18, which is WBF1, and no one share your responses.
Or what you think you might have responded.
Sorry.
It says, tries to be open-minded, but was raised with very specific ideas about family, marriage, and values. And this is for the mother, that's the response that it was.
That's it?
Yeah. Tries to be open-minded, but was raised with very specific ideas about family, marriage, and values.
Go around. Giacomo.
I give it a 1.
Okay. Brianna.
Yeah, I'd go for 1.
1.
My original thought was 2. That's why.
Close enough. 2?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a defense. Not a strong one, but I have a justification as to why I chose a 5 again. Because trying to be open-minded, and I was thinking socially minded, the same thing. So to me, that made it a 3. But was raised, that to me, that's developmental over time, with very specific ideas about those 3 things. So
there's no developmental over time.
It's the I was thinking the intergenerational perspective. That's the only reason I went up to 2.
The only reason I went up to 2 is I was kind of seeing it almost as the reverse of behavior impact or impact of mental states on behavior, like it's kind of crisscrossed, but
isn't it development of a feeling state though?
What's the feeling state?
There is no feeling state.
Okay.
So that's what. Okay.
That's why it's a one.
But open-minded is not right.
Yeah, we just agree. Narrow-minded, open-minded, socially-minded, they're all ones.
Liberal, religious,
okay.
All those.
Huh?
Liberal, religious, all
those. One.
Right, yeah, I read too much into it then. So.
Yeah, the only reason I went up is there's an example that sounds somewhat like that. That's a two. So I would have went with something like that.
Can I ask a question about an adjective that
mm-hmm.
I wanted to get everybody's idea on? Idealist? Would that also fall on one? Yeah,
you can't feel. I feel like an idealist. I feel idealist today.
I guess that to me that supported a set of values, and values tend to fall in the three category. I mean, I didn't put too much weight to it when I saw it, but I noticed that adjective came up a lot, and I was kind of wishy washy on if it'd be kind of one, two, three, like fall. Okay.
What about thoughtful? Did you say that was a one? So really, it's an emotion.
Yeah.
Pretty much, or a belief.
Okay.
Or a motivation.
Or a wish, or a dream, or a fantasy.
But they have to be more
spelled out. I don't think we have any of those, but I think they count.
They count.
What?
No, Chris and I had one the first round. It started off with, I like popcorn. And we're like, that's the first thing you would say to describe yourself? Like, I like popcorn.
Yeah, he was eating popcorn.
This popcorn's good. I should tell them.
Their mother and their father likes popcorn, too.
Yeah. But they're liking. Maybe that's a two?
Well, there was other stuff to go with it. So
okay.
Yeah, no, that wasn't all they said.
The popcorn as, like, a...
That wasn't
was
the deciding
high,
factor.
Yeah.
See, liking is an intention.
Okay.
And we're measuring intentionality here. So liking actually is better than thoughtful or open-minded, or there's no intentionality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the whole basis behind mentalization, the intention. Are people intending creatures? What are we intending to do?
So I just think, I'm thinking it as like something you would fight for, like something that you would, like a belief or an emotion that you really would want that to be conveyed, as opposed to, oh, I'm just thoughtful. But like, if you're angry, like that's the intention.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm feeling sad.
Yeah. Or
these other ones are sort of intellectualizations of feelings, but they're not feelings.
That's where it becomes difficult to use this rating scale. You know, you got to look through that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else did we botch?
Okay. Well, those are the big ones. So we can go over the smaller ones now. There's a three-pointer. This is number 5, WAG2.
Oh, yeah.
Don't share your answers.
Also a Midwestern raised Irish Catholic, my father would definitely qualify as a man's man, but not in a gay way. I am his eldest child and only son. Although he is no longer living, we were always very close. Frequent differences of opinions, likes, and dislikes arose during my pubescent years that led him to know I was perhaps not like other boys my age. Until the day he passed, 14 years ago, we remained open and honest with each other about subjects that would make one squirm, even, i.e. sex and drugs. I have not regrets about my father, and that he were still around, have not doubt he'd be just as great, if not better. I feel very fortunate as a gay man to have had a great relationship with my father, as I feel that it is often not the case. Also a Midwestern raised Irish Catholic, my father would definitely qualify as a man's man and not in a gay way. I am his eldest child and only son. Although he is no longer living, we were always very close. Frequent differences of opinions, likes, and dislikes arose during my pubescent years that led him to know I was perhaps not like other boys my age. Until the day he passed, 14 years ago, we remained open and honest with each other about subjects that would make one squirm even, i.e. sex and drugs. I have not regrets about my father, and that he were still around, have not doubt he'd be just as great, if not better. I feel very fortunate as a gay man to have had a great relationship with my father, as I feel that is often not the case.
Okay, Giacomo.
one. I was thinking something higher, at least a 5, I was thinking. There's some like development in the relationship, difference in likes, but also later on, let's say there's a good relationship between them. I'm trying to remember those mental states, so that was explicitly stated in that regard. So I was thinking like a 5 or 6.
Really?
I would probably say a 6.
Based on?
Based on the developmental perspective taken. And I feel like there were some kind of disguise of mental states. It felt higher to me. Maybe a 5.
With the recognition of diverse perspectives, that's mm-hmm. right at the beginning. Mm-hmm. It's part of the explicit references on the states.
Chris?
6. I think they beat the hell out of that developmental aspect of it. I mean, was Vero, for that one category, I guess maybe this would be the 6, you know, very thoroughly, like, almost ad nauseum kind of gone through. But I mean, we started off here, and this is what kind of happened, and this is, you know, kind of where we're at now with it. And, you know, able to kind of recognize that there was a lot of growth throughout the one category.
And we talked about how there's likes and dislikes that are disparate between the Dian. So that might be, and it was falling in another. Mm-hmm. My original was a 5, and then the second reading I wrote 6 with a question mark. So if I had it with me, I might have went higher if I could have taken more notes on it. Mm-hmm. But the same thing with the developmental aspect, and that also I think towards the end there was something about like the behavior of someone affecting the mental state of the other person. I don't remember what it specifically was, but I wrote it down. I don't remember, like something about the regret and I wouldn't change a thing or something like that.
I have not regrets about my father and that he were still around. I have not doubt he'd be just as great, if not better.
Yeah. I don't know if that was it, but.
I feel very fortunate as a gay man to have had a great relationship with him.
Yeah, that was like the closest thing to a feeling.
What about regret?
Regret also.
Not specific,
I mean, I should say I have no regrets about my father.
Yeah, I'm sure
if he were still around. Yeah. I have no doubt he'd be just as good.
We have doubts, we have regrets, mm-hmm. we have likes and dislikes.
Our mental states are different.
Okay.
So, Dustin, you're on the low end of it.
Like it's very like canned. I still feel like it's a bit.
Do you think it sounds canned?
I feel like that can't be my dad.
Canned means cliched. You know, does it sound like this guy's stringing together a bunch of cliches?
Very easy to just say I have no regrets about my father.
But what about the other 13, you know, stanzas?
I feel fortunate.
But despite the fact that they're so different and they didn't see eye to eye on things, that's how he felt. So it's.
You're stingy over there with these ratings, Dustin.
Fortunate is such a.
That's a feeling. That's a feeling.
When you feel fortunate, grateful.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, if fortunate can lumped in with gratitude, isn't gratitude a feeling?
Right, like fortunate. And how's fortunate different than these other ones that we were saying? Like, not, like.
Mm. I feel fortunate. I don't feel caring.
Can you feel intoxicated though?
Doesn't really. It doesn't make me feel like. If someone's telling me they feel fortunate, I don't. I'm not. It doesn't tell me. Give me any information.
But they gave you like the 5 sentences before the fortunate, the 5 after to elaborate.
They feel that they've been afforded something. They have something that is lucky and.
Yeah, but they've clarified like a lot of the information, but the clarification was what wasn't kind of canned for us. So
he feels fortunate because he had a great relationship and he recognized that that's not often the case with other.
And that, you know, his dad was a man's man who was, you know.
And not in a gay way.
Yeah.
I mean, the rest of them, you know, there were a few 2s.
Wait, 5 would we give that? Or 6? 5 or 6?
5. I mean, some of you said 6, but I went for a 5, so. should we go over the twos, or how do you guys feel?
Sure's not a feeling, Dustin. That's a one.
We're not rating.
What?
Are there bigger discrepancies amongst the other teams? Like, that Elijah and
well, that's a good point. Let's see.
The only thing we were just trying to feel short to be dry.
Things that contain the word love and visit that I was unclear about for this moment. I gripped it again.
Physically, yeah.
Feeling not knowing that that would fall into the one. Impaired.
Giacomo and Brianna, no more than two.
Yeah.
And on any of them.
And it's because of my misunderstanding of where loving and caring would fall.
Okay.
I'm expecting big things from you this week.
But that's the only thing that we did.
What do you mean? They killed you and Melissa.
If I had put loving and caring.
Just remember, I was still at the top.
The wish.
I was still at the top.
I mean, actually, there's one that we could go over with Chris and Giacomo.
Okay.
Melissa
and I just didn't have that time last week to mind meld, you know.
Right. I know, I took off from work. That's what it was.
Okay,
I
hope you guys get that time.
We're going to be there this week.
Yeah.
All right, we got to, now already we got to make up, we're in a hole, we got to make up the deficit. So.
Can you have an ICC of 1.7?
There was one that you gave, I think you gave a minus 1 to or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, the one is, it's item 16, WWF, yep. World Wrestling Federation, number 2.
Yes.
And okay. I won't share the scores.
Okay. The response is a follow description. Domineering, abusive, small man, critical, bigoted.
I like the way you wrote.
Can you do it again? Less punctuation.
Domineering, abusive, small man, critical, bigoted.
Let's think about this.
This is good.
Yeah.
Well, I clearly know where you fall.
What number is it?
Yeah, right?
Worldwide.
I don't know if you guys hostile.
I'm not acknowledging
that
there
the
are.
How about this one? I just disliked her. Or a zero. He actually, for some reason, didn't rate that, but it's in this area.
Well, we kind of had an example one like it last week. It was just overweight.
Well, that was just like excessively. It was quite clear.
A critical, bigoted, small man.
Well,
I don't think they were referring
one.
To.
Yeah.
He wasn't a person of short stature.
I mean, the other one was like very, he was like, he was an a hole. Like, it was so
abusive.
So he may have actually been
abusive.
Qualities. Yeah. I don't know.
Isn't bigoted a. Yeah.
Bigoted, abusive. Like, oh, my dad beat the shit out of me. He was such a nice, abusive guy.
He didn't say that, though. He just said
abusive.
Abusive.
He could have been abusive. I get why.
Yeah, it was just that there was, like, it was all kind of a
string of negative words.
The gestalt
but,
of the.
But maybe, yeah. That's tough because maybe that person just was largely negative. I really don't.
That was my defense last week, and I was
but
told.
But it was like he's an able.
I gave it. Are we giving our response?
Well, let's go around. What do people think?
Yeah, Giacomo, what do you think?
let's go to these two last. So, Brianna.
I felt it was a one.
Marie.
Three. Bigoted to me might be more of a one.
One? Dustin?
One.
My original was a one.
Chris, you're outnumbered.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter if I'm outnumbered. It matters if I'm freaking right.
See, I like that answer. That's what you're supposed to say. Because I'd have to agree with Chris on this.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, the small man, like that, it's just, it's not, you know, unless...
I think if you took out small man, I mean, I don't know, I mean, the rest
critical,
of them, I mean,
bigoted,
what if they were
abusive,
true?
Well, what if your dad was an a-hole, like...
I think if it was an asshole, it would be different. I think it would
be
a bad one.
Feeling states, though. We're not just supposed to be inferring what they're feeling from what they say.
Yeah, and I didn't see any feeling states either, but they were
right,
all
that's
negative.
Why I gave it the one, there's no feeling states.
They were asked
but,
to describe.
Oh, you gave it a negative?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what you should go on. Given this response, is this an anti-reflective passage that expresses hostility or active evasion in response to an opportunity for reflection? Yes or no?
Definitely, there is hostility.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, there's hostility.
I mean, there's hostility.
Yeah.
That's a negative one.
Could you give him that page number?
The rest of the group? 28.
28, guys.
I don't know. It sounds hostile, but it's not a full sentence. So this really could just be an objective list of a description.
Of your father.
Look, you know, if we can't get on the same page with this one, we're going to continue getting low reliabilities.
Yeah.
I'm making a decision here
that
this is a negative one.
Okay.
If we can't agree on it, then Giacomo and Chris suffer.
So it's hostile.
It's hostile.
So if it's hostile, it's a negative one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, if they temper it out and say something else, that kind of tempers things out. Remember, we go back to the DR scale,
really
where you had ambivalence, you know, then you might want to consider something a little higher.
Or they try to justify it with, like, maybe events or something like that, and it's not...
Then it becomes more rational.
Right.
Right? This is, you know, hostility is rated so low... because it's really irrational, right? There's no attempt to contextualize the person's abusive behavior. There's no effort. He's a small man. Well, why was he a small man? What made him a small man? Well, he was abused as a child, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, then I can kind of get a sense that this guy has a theory of mind about his father. There's no theory of mind there. There is no mind.
They're reflecting on how they're feeling.
It's an anti-mind, you know? So, to be rated negative, the passage must be impossible to understand without making the assumption of irrationality on the part of the interviewee. This interviewee is being irrational. He's just spouting a bunch of hostile negative comments, but there's no understanding about his father. And his father might have been a bastard, maybe, but... try to contextualize that in, you know, by throwing in some historical perspective about his, what he knows about his father's own life and history. You know, you would think that he'd have some of that. Or he might say, but I'm not really sure because, you know, I don't know what he was like before he had me as a child. Or something to show some other side of this guy. He's one-dimensional, he's really zero-dimensional, and for that reason, he gets a negative one. I mean, you guys really need to really reread and reread and reread this manual. This is where all the answers are, and I can't do that for you, but I just feel bad for Giacomo and Chris because, you know, you guys have done really well these first two coding systems, and we're falling down a little bit on this third one, and this is really the most important coding system. I think you guys would both agree. This is the one that brings it all together, and we really want to do well on this last coding system for these guys, so.
Not to beat a dead horse, but negative is not a mental state.
What kind of mental state is it?
According to dictionary.com, it says utterly intolerant of any creed, belief, or opinion that differs from one's own.
And we already said intolerant was a one.
Okay.
As far as it's not a feeling, it's not a desire.
It's
not
just
a wish.
If they would have
just
gone into what they were bigoted about,
okay.
And then that what could have potentially.
That's why I asked.
I feel like a bigot.
You're so bigoted today.
I am a bigot. I am bigoted. I don't feel
but
bigoted.
That's not a thing, yeah.
I don't feel bigoted today.
I woke up and I felt bigoted today.
I feel abusive today. Why not?
I feel like just...
I often
feel
around
that way.
You feel abused?
You usually are that way, yeah.
Should we call it a night? All right, so let's go get them next week, all right?
So what are we going to... How much should we decide?
No more than 20.
What about this triangle here?
What about...
We were in the 90s.
You're pushing it, Chris. How far up do you want to go?
How many do you want to do, Brian?
You're saying for you, me, and...
Yeah. What would be fitting into your schedule?
What are you looking to for me to do? And I'll tell you if I can do it or not.
30, 35?
That's fine.
Okay.
30. Can Giacomo and I do 40? We had a 9-6. It doesn't get much better
all right,
than that.
All right.
And it was over a simple little...
Everybody else 20. Gets a 20. It's unfortunate, you know, if we think about it behaviorally, and I am occasioned at times to think behaviorally, believe it or not, we're rewarding the people doing more poorly with less work. We're punishing the people who do better with more work.
I look at it as an opportunity
to
be reflective.
Yeah. They're getting a larger opportunity for success.
Positive reinforcement.
This email from these guys, though, really affected my... I think ratings of making everything lower because
I think
like
in general that's good,
right.
But
I get definitely.
But I mean, they said as the phrase makes no reference to mental states, it can't be coded. It's, you know, you're just descriptive of the possibility of a relationship performed by aura. And a lot of the stuff I feel like that we're putting as feeling states is that. Descriptive
but
of the possibility of a relationship informed by RF.
They didn't even use a sentence, though. And you were giving ones for people who, you know, threw those words with, like, examples.
Yeah, I think
it was
a response to our question, which is more about these one-word adjectives, like,
mm-hmm.
listed, you know?
Yeah.
So,
okay. Yeah, I think I'm too low, but I think that's why I started getting very, very stingy on my feeling states after reading this.
No, I'm glad, Dustin, I'm really glad that you internalized this, but I, you know, at the same time, we need to look at an entire response and, you know, consider the possibility of higher states.
Yeah, okay.
Of higher ratings, I mean.
Is there like a Dustin base rate correction that we could do that?
No, once these scores are sent to me, they're locked in.
No, I mean for, you know, just add, multiply everything by...
Like an algorithm?
Yes. Like the APEC.
Yeah, right.
I think it's just an intern throwing darts at a board someplace personally with their matching system, but that's just me.
All right. You guys going to knock it out of the park next week?
Of course.
All right. See you guys next week.
Everybody should load up the podcast to their iPods and go on a nice 5-mile jog every day. And,
yep.
You know,
just make this part of your blood.
I listen to it in my car, back and forth.
No, you don't.
I do. It's all right here. I have the AUX cord, and I just took it home.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
I have the stats right now that I have to listen to in my car.
The what?
My Camilo lectures on stats. I have stats, too, right now.
Oh, you're recording them?
Yeah, we have a quiz every week.
Oh my God.
Well, how do you record them?
My iPhone. I just put it there and I listen to it in the car because I can't.
Does anyone else do that?
Yeah. Otherwise, I would. Well, in the beginning, I was just doing it.
Can I borrow that?
Horrible.
I'm just going to.